fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
And inside 20, I want to talk about the best ways to get someone's attention after a woman in the US used, you could argue it was an uncreative way to get a baseballer's attention. But right now, I'm bringing back that game we played last week. What do you reckon they're doing right now? This is where we pitch out a random celebrity and you just have to decide or guess or estimate, whatever you want to use, makeup, what you reckon they're doing right now. And the only rule, you can't say they're sleeping. How boring. But this is listener edition day. I put it out on socials last night and Cindy got involved on Instagram. She pitched Susan Boyle. Susan Boyle, remember this chick? She shot to viral fame on one of the UK talent shows. It might have been Britain's Got Talent. And she had this incredible operatic voice, but she... It was her looks, let's be honest, that made her go viral. She looked very homely and she was not the kind of person you thought could belt out a theatre tune, let's say the least. But she shot to fame after that. She's done really well. She's been out of the media for a while. I think she's big in the UK. But I reckon Susan Boyle, can you tell I'm stalling, trying to think of things? I reckon she made enough money from that one album. I reckon she's got a harem of good-looking men around her at all times. They're wearing gold booty shorts and they're always oiled up and they're feeding her grapes and rubbing her bunions and just she's living the life, basically, 24 hours a day. I reckon that's what she's doing at 6:25 on a Monday morning, whatever that equates to in the UK. On Facebook, Andrew got involved and shot me Peter Andre. Remember this guy, mysterious girl guy? I reckon he'd be in front of one of those, you know, those magnifying mirrors chicks use to tweeze or squeeze their blackheads. They're like super magnifying. You can see every single pore. I reckon he'd have his PA standing behind him holding up an extra light and he'd just be telling himself over and over how good he is and how he doesn't need no mysterious girl. That was obviously in his prime. And Lana from Nine News Border North East got involved on the gram as well. And she shot out Jonathan Taylor Thomas. How random. I know I asked for random celebs, but that one has come out of left field. Do you remember this guy? He played Randy in Home Improvement. He was the hot middle child. And fun fact, you might not know this, he was actually the voice of Simba on The Lion King. And on that note, I reckon Jonathan Taylor Thomas, he's been out of the spotlight for a while. I can't remember the last thing he did. I reckon he's gone back to the jungle, back to his Simba roots, and he's dancing around a fire or something, just trying to reconnect with the earth and with himself and get all spiritual. But yeah, hit us up on the gram. What do you think people are doing? People shout out Corey Worthington, a whole bunch of random people. Get involved. It's a bit of fun. Play with your friends.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
Jess and Tommy's Naughty at 6:40.
Alrighty, for this one, I want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16. You can stay anonymous because I'm asking, have you ever flashed or have you ever seen it happen? This comes after a baseball game in the US over the weekend. The Marlins were taking on the St. Louis Cardinals and they were losing. So one Marlins fan thought she'd try and do her bit and distract the Cardinals pitcher. How she decided to do that was by flashing her boobs. She was sitting front row. She was actually a VIP guest of someone important. It was caught on TV. It didn't work. The Marlins proceeded to lose 7-5. But yeah, now everyone is in absolute uproar. The Marlins released a statement on social saying the Marlins do not condone that behaviour and we have addressed with the fans in question to ensure this never happens again. The flasher has actually been identified. Her name's Karina. She put out on Twitter, everyone calm down. There wasn't even an areola in sight. I just shimmied my boobs a bit. I didn't even think it made it to the TV. I mean, that's hardcore. I mean, that's going the extra mile for your team, hey? She also went on to say she said her dad doesn't know about the incident and she'd like to keep it that way. Well, I don't know if you're going to have much luck with her, Karina. You have made national news and international news. I'm talking about you here in the GV. But yeah, I want to hear from you now. 13, 12, 16, have you ever flashed and why? You know, did it work? Was it to distract someone? Or have you ever seen it happen? I was at a music festival overseas once and, you know, it was an EDM festival, so everyone's up and about and it's really, you know, everyone's pumping and someone just decided to whip their top off and it made the big screen. You know, 60,000 people at this kind of festival. But, yeah, hey, that's fine. Hashtag free the nipple, hey. But I want to hear from you now. 13, 12, 16, have you ever flashed? But right now we're talking, have you ever flashed? I want to know why. I've never done it. But after a story in the US has come out of a very fanatic baseball fan flashing at the game to try and distract the opposition pitcher has come out, I wanted to hear your stories. In Berrigan, Louise, you chose an interesting place to flash.
Just, you know, as you come through for the trucks, they have the cameras over the highways.
Yeah.
To say where they've been. Yeah, I've done that.
Why did you do it, Louise?
Well, it's better than showing my face.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, it's got my bra and everything.
Yeah, of course, of course.
It's not the whole girl's hair. It's pretty scary.
Louise, thanks so much for the call. I'm going to hook you up with a Dazzler's car wash voucher, all right?
Okay, then, babe.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, have you ever thought about how much food we waste? I don't want to be a preacher, but I do it myself. I came in this morning and went to get the milk out of the fridge for my morning Makona, and I saw a rotting avocado in there that I know was mine from last week. How annoying. Avocados are the most... Oh, they're too expensive to waste. Slap myself on the back for that one. But some of the stats around food wastage in this country are disturbing. As much as 44 million tons of food is wasted annually. And to be fair, that's not just your average household and my rotting avocado. We need to look at our supermarkets because they play a huge role in that. And look, I know it's nice to know there are strict, you know, quality standards around the foods that, you know, Coles and Woolies, our two big supermarkets, put on the shelf. So what they're buying, they've got strict quality standards on what they'll buy from farmers and from fresh produce makers. But at the same time, these standards are often completely unrealistic. A concept that is actually explored in ABC's new show, War on Waste. I caught the trailer for it on Facebook. It's doing the rounds. It premieres tomorrow. And the way they've chosen to kind of capture us and get our attention is interesting, to say the least.
Size just doesn't matter.
Sometimes I just want a small one.
Why can't it be a strange shape? I'm okay with it.
So you're saying it can be too long?
Between 20 and 26 centimetres long. Why?
Who is measuring them?
I mean, who cares? As long as they taste the same. No, really, that's all that matters.
Tell the supermarkets that you don't care how big your banana is. Who cares?
Who knew that sex sells bananas? If producers do not agree to meet these standards set by the big supermarkets, they lose access to approximately 70 to 80% of the fresh food market in Australia. So some of the footage on the War on Waste trailer is just these dump trucks dumping out, and their focus is on bananas for this one. But you just kind of look at it because they don't meet, what, size requirements, 20 to 26 centimetres? Are you joking? I don't even eat bananas, but I think that's ridiculous. Surely you can just get two and it'll meet, you know, stick them together or just, you know what I'm getting at. So it seems pretty ridiculous. So that, if you're interested in, ABC, 8:30 tomorrow night, War on Waste.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
But coming up, taking candy from a stranger, I have a warning tale. Do not do it. Something happened to me at the servo over the weekend, you will not believe. But next, I'm putting myself on the line and you to the test. I want to find out how well you know me. Now I'm doing something unprecedented, a personal experiment, if you will. I want to see how well you know me. This job, you know, it's all about you knowing me and me knowing you. So I'm going to share something that happened over the weekend. My three stages of rage after a fight with my boyfriend, Brew. And I want you to tell me which of the three stages you think was head and shoulders the most angering. Which one stood that much higher than the other two? So let me set the scene for you. My boyfriend played in the Interleague game in footy, similar to how the GVL played the Ovens Murray League this weekend. Brew did something similar in Melbourne. And it's a big deal, so I thought, I'll go down and support the team. So I went down, and after the game, look, they lost 2 points, great game, but he was in a bit of a state, and I said, right, I'm going to head off. He said, well, I'm going to need to be picked up. The boys had caught a bus from their home ground in Melbourne. I said, okay. So that to me suggested I'll go drive to the home ground, wait for the bus and, you know, take him home. We'll go for dinner. It was, you know, late Saturday evening. So I drove the hour to the home ground, sat in my car, waiting. Stage one of my rage was messaging Brew and saying, hey, how far are you? Been sitting here for, you know, the drive was an hour. Been sitting here for about half an hour. He said, what are you talking about? We haven't left yet. So stage one of the rage was sitting there waiting for someone who wasn't even on their way. Stage two of my rage was the fact that he said he was going to buy dinner. So when I messaged and said, hey, what about dinner? He went, oh, I've eaten pizza with the boys at the club here. Right. So that was stage two of the rage, missing out on dinner. So I made my way back home and I bought dinner for one. How sad on a Saturday night. Takeaway for one. And I went home and you know, by this stage it was about 9 o'clock, 9:30. And I messaged him saying, hey, are you coming straight home? Will you be home soon? Don't want to spend the whole night on my lonesome. He said, yeah, I'll be home soon. Stage three of my rage was waking up at 2:30 a.m. No boyfriend in the bed. He's obviously died. That was the first thought that popped into my head. There's no other explanation. He's died. So I called him. And it rings. And it rings. And it rings. And in a drunken stupor, he answers the phone. I said, where are you? He said, oh, I'm out with the boys. Just having a few drinks. I said, whatever. Hung up the phone. So they were my three stages of rage. And I want to hear from you. 13, 12, 16, how well do you know me? Which of those three stages of rage do you think got me the most worked up? Stage one, waiting around in the car for someone who wasn't even coming. Stage two, missing out on a feed. Or stage three, waking up in the bed to no boyfriend at 2:30 a.m. when he said he was going to be home hours earlier. I've got a couple of prizes to give away, but it's more of a personal experiment. It's more of a test. I want to see, guys, do I need to share more with you? Do you not know me as well as I think I know you? But give me a call now, 13, 12, 16. We'll recap the stages again. Stage one, waiting around for someone who was never going to show. Stage two, missing out on dinner. Or stage three, waking up to an empty bed, 2:30 Sunday morning. 13, 12, 16. But right now I'm conducting a little personal experiment. I've got an open book policy. You ask me a question, I will answer it honestly. I try and share as much of myself as possible. So I wanted to put that to the test today. I had a bit of a brawl with my boyfriend over the weekend. Brawl's the wrong word. We had a bit of a tiff. And there were three stages to my rage. Stage one, the fact that I had to wait around in a car park for him when he was never actually showing up. Stage two was the fact that he said he was going to shout me dinner, but he went and had dinner with the boys instead. And stage three was the fact that he said he was on his way home at around 10 p.m. and at 2:30 a.m. I woke up to an empty bed. So I wanted to put it out there and see if you guys could pick which of those three stages stood head and shoulders above the rest and which one actually made me the angriest. Now in Moama, Lachlan, you think you know me pretty well?
Yeah.
All right. Which stage do you reckon got me the most worked up, Lachlan?
Definitely stage one.
Stage one, the waiting around. Why do you reckon that got me the most worked up?
Nothing to do. Sitting there.
I mean, you make a great point, and that was part of the reason. All I had was my phone for entertainment, and you'd think with, like, the breadth of the world just in the palm of my hand, I could entertain myself. It did anger me a lot, but it wasn't the most angering. Thanks so much for getting involved, though, Lachie.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
Bye. Bye.
And in Kyala, Charmaine, you reckon you know me pretty well?
Oh, I think I know you well enough, Jess, to know that you'd be dirty missing out on a feed.
So you reckon stage two, Charmaine?
I reckon I know that.
Charmaine, you got it in one. I feel instantly connected to you. You are absolutely right. I hate missing out on a meal. I hate paying for my own food as well, especially when someone says they're going to shout me dinner. So spot on. Thank you. You've made me feel really good. You know me. I know you. Would have been the same stage that would have got you the most worked up?
It's the not answering part that drives me up the wall, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough. Waking up to an empty bed as well. You're just kind of like, just the courtesy. I don't want to be the nagging girlfriend, Charmaine.
Yeah, just let me text. Know, you know?
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for getting involved. I've got a couple of Dazzler's Car Wash vouchers here. I'm going to throw one your way.
Perfect. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, babe. And someone who's been waiting on the line, Kieran from Kungupna, you also thought stage two, missing out on dinner, would be the most angering for me. You think you know me pretty well?
Well, I've got to say, I've only been listening for probably the past 3 weeks. Well, he just not long moved down to the area, so I'm going to say the past 3 weeks.
I've talked about food enough.
A little bit.
Okay, well, that's great feedback. I'm going to take that on board, maybe rein in my food chat. But at least you know something about me, Karen. Thanks so much for getting involved.
No dramas at all.
Have a good one. We'll see you around.
See you, mate.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's hit. Hit 96.9.
I know it's annoying enough having to get out of your car and fill up your petrol tank. It's an annoying, mundane task. But it's even more annoying once you walk in to pay, being offered those lollies on the counter. They're all doing it now. 2 for $4, 4 for $2, buy 6, get one free. It's like, shush, I get it. You're trying to upsell. I don't want your damn Tic Tacs. All right? Is this just me? I doubt it. But over the weekend, one servo attendant took things to the next level. So as I've walked in to pay, I'm pulling out my card and he says, "Do you like chocolate?" I thought, this guy thinks I'm a sucker. I'm going to say yes, and then he's going to try and upsell me his 2 Snickers bars for $3, and I'm going to have to come up with some clever excuse why I said I like chocolate, but now I don't want his deal. So as I'm fumbling over a response, like, yeah, nah, sometimes, you know, have to be in the mood, he pulls out this, like, fun-size, individually wrapped taste tester of sorts of that new Cadbury dark milk chocolate and just, like, slid it across the counter to me. I thought, they're taking this upselling to the next level. Now they're giving us taste testers, so we really have to come up with an excuse if we like it, why we don't want to then buy their offer 2 for $4 or whatever. And I took it, and he's like, I don't really like it, but I want to see what you think. I went, oh, this guy's not trying to upsell me. He just wants my opinion on this new chocolate, but he's just said it's no good. So what am I going to do with it now? But I took it, and I ate it in front of him, and I was like, this is gross. So where does that leave us? He's like, oh, I don't know. That's $54. Do you have flybys? So it was so awkward, but I'm pretty sure, you know, my mum taught me never to take candy from a stranger, and I just did it over the weekend. I'm 26 years old. Are they still teaching kids these days, don't take candy from a stranger? Because I think it's just an upselling technique in a roundabout way. So just be on the lookout for these sneaky servo attendants.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.